Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, good day, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Scott here. I've entitled my devotion, Wealth and Fear, and it's based on Luke 6:38, where Jesus says, "Give and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." Perhaps the toughest part about honoring the Lord with our wealth is that it requires faith. In Luke 6:38, Jesus says, and I quote, "Give, and it will be given to you." Now, I don't know about you, but in my more honest moments, I have to admit that I've thought it would be a whole lot easier and a whole lot more comfortable if it were the other way around. In Emmanuel Faith, that's probably why it isn't. Making decisions to put God first in our finances can appear risky. My wife, Derica, she tells of a time in her life when she had to make a tough call regarding a decision that she'd made along these lines. As she relates it, she had a bill that was due and a commitment that she'd made to God, but she didn't have enough money in the bank to cover them both. She could pay one or the other. Obviously, she had a decision to make. What would she do? Let me ask you this. What would you do? Here's what she did. In faith, she wrote a check to cover her promise to God, and she sent it off, not knowing what would happen. Well, let me tell you what happened. The next time she went to the mailbox, she found a refund check waiting for her. It was a refund, my friends, that she did not know she had coming. It was a refund that was more than enough to cover her bill. She honored God, and God honored her. As Jesus says, "Give, and it will be given to you." As was pointed out in the sermon, God isn't looking to sink your financial boat when He calls you to give. But He does call you to give. So if this isn't a regular part of your life, now is the time to prayerfully pick a number and begin this habit. You'll be glad you did. I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.